They are ubiquitous. They're in our cars, our computers, our TVs, and the remotes that control them. They light up our streets and increasingly our homes. I'm talking about light-emitting diodes, better known as LEDs. It was 50 years ago this week that they were invented.
In a way, I knew right away from how powerful this result was that we were in the right direction.
That is Nick Holonyak, Jr., the father of the LED. In 1962, Holonyak was working in General Electric Semiconductor Lab, and he was working on an alloy to produce visible light. His colleagues were skeptical.
They're sophisticated, and they got good methods and all that. And here comes this punk electrical engineer who's fooling around with some simple, screwy kind of ideas, and they're swearing at me with their nice New York street language, and I'm giving it back to them in coal miners. And of course, I could even switch a little bit to some other swears from other lands.
Those first LEDs threw off red light, but Holonyak saw the potential.
I think we're going to make this into the ultimate white light source.
What strikes you more, the fact that now the LED is becoming a preferred source of lighting, or that it's taken almost half a century for the LED to bump off the incandescent light bulb?
Of both, because I think what you folks who report on science and so forth don't get right is that real quickly things happen. It takes a long time to play around with an idea, make the mistakes you're going to make, and then get to what you really want.
And at age 83, Nick Holonyak is still playing around and making mistakes. He's at the University of Illinois, and he's working on a laser transistor.
We're not done. And any old man that says to a young guy, "We did it all," is a liar or a fool.